From WGCU News, I'm John Davis. This week, news press storyteller Amy Bennett-Williams pays homage to the peacock, a bird species here in southwest Florida that embodies multiple meanings of the word exotic. Their unmistakable call and the over-the-top kaleidoscope of color in the feathers of the male make this bird impossible to mistake for anything else. And while they're certainly not a native species to southwest Florida, Williams says they have been known to roam in the dense alva scrub that surrounds her home.
I was already half awake anyway, twisting and sighing my way through bleary 4 a.m. angst when I heard the scream. Two rising notes in an eerie soprano repeated three times, then silence. Taking a few deep breaths, I tried to calm the pulse in my neck and convince myself it was the tail end of a dream when the scream came again. Baleful and haunting, it seemed to echo before fading into the pre-dawn murk. This time, though, it was familiar, and the dreamtime mist burned off in the sudden light of memory. I'd heard this demented music before. It was at the house of a friend who, in addition to bush babies, reticulated pythons, and hedgehogs, kept a couple of peacocks. And I was hearing it again, unlikely in the alva woods, to be sure. But once you've heard a peacock, there's no mistaking their noise. It's no wonder their cry is favored by Hollywood sound editors with jungle scenes in need of unearthly sonic background. Now that I thought of it, I remembered tales of escaped peacocks, fugitive lawn decorations disappearing into the southwest Florida woods, going native, and reemerging later with their wild-hatched broods. In fact, I remembered reading that peacocks had become a Muscovy duck-style nuisance in parts of Pine Island, just one more invasive exotic species to grumble about. About the word exotic, we longtime Southwest Florida residents by now use the term casually, as a word, exotic, has ceased to carry the freight it once did, lurid, scarlet, and perfumed. To us, it pretty much just means a plant or a critter that wasn't here in the 1600s when the Spaniards showed up. And for us, exotic is also pretty much a pejorative, dismissive term. But peacocks are exotic in both senses of the word, shimmering creatures that appear fashioned of silk and jewels, lapis and turquoise, emerald and aquamarine, more like a drag queen's jewelry box than a product of evolution. Yet as cultural symbols, peacocks don't really rate anymore either. They're too vulgar, over the top. Even back in his fin de siècle lectures on aesthetics, Oscar Wilde, no slouch in the exotic department, dismissed peacock feathers as pedestrian. Even so, I just can't bring myself to feel anything but thrilled by the idea that there are peacocks calling to each other deep in the woods that surround us. And I also will confess that I never quite got over my fourth grade crush on the bird's nearly psychedelic extravagance. I could lose myself staring into the cobalt eye of a male's feather, stroking the ferny wisps around it, slowly swishing the willowy plume like a wand. Even pea hens, though not equipped with show-stopping tails, appeal to me with their pillowy iridescence, their sleek sapphire and silver forms. Plus, if there are peacocks wandering the surrounding scrub, I can't imagine they're out-competing native species unless the local critters are in the habit of throwing fancy dress soirees. So, while my official position will remain dead set against exotics per se, I still celebrate them, per peacock, as natives of the planet, incomparable realities that tail our dreams.